Unit 7. Internship Experiences. Speaker 1.
My name's Hannah, and I'm currently an intern at an aerospace company. I applied for this internship because I wanted to cultivate my interests in engineering and gain a broader perspective on what the professional work environment has to offer. I'd say my favorite thing about being here is meeting new people in my department and hearing their stories of how they got into this industry. In the beginning, I was super nervous about making a good first impression and presenting myself well to my supervisor and the rest of the team. But I realized very quickly how amicable everyone is. My nervousness disappeared completely as I started talking to my co-workers during the first week and found out we had similar tastes in music. For my very first task, I was assigned to work with a colleague who plays the saxophone. As a fellow musician, I was so excited. We started talking about classical composers like Paganini and Stravinsky. I enjoyed working with him and everyone else I had a chance to collaborate with. Throughout my time at the company, I kept asking myself, what could I possibly do here that would contribute to something as complex, advanced and important as the F-35 Lightning II. Interns can't really make much of a difference, let alone high school students who are interns. Luckily, I was paired with a co-worker who could oversee my work and give me excellent feedback. My experience was one of growth and constant learning.
Speaker 2.
Hi, I'm Leonie. I'm currently interning at a civil engineering company. My aunt actually works for the company already, which definitely helped me get the internship in the first place, but also puts a lot of pressure on me and makes me feel like I carry all of the responsibility on my shoulders not to disappoint anyone. I really like being here though, and being able to interact with engineers on a daily basis. It really presents a one-of-a-kind learning opportunity, since they know so much about the very field I'm interested in. I ask a lot of questions about how to start projects and how to problem solve when something isn't working. I've learned that driving a project forward requires a basis of personal responsibility and logical thinking. When a problem comes up, no one wastes time worrying about it, since there will always be unexpected issues. An excellent characteristic that most engineers have is a lack of expectations about outcomes, making them more flexible and ready to deal with an issue. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be in a professional workplace and for the lessons and skills I've learned from my co-workers. I'm way more aware of my attitude at school and how easily it can influence others, whether negatively or positively. I've learned the importance of putting the maximum amount of effort into your work so that you can take full responsibility for what you've created. With college on the horizon, where my work habits will need to be sharp, this internship couldn't have better prepared me.
Speaker 3.
A few months ago, I finished my internship at a pretty well-known automobile company. I was really proud of the fact that a young guy like me, Jacob, could work at a company that basically everyone knows. It's on TV, on the news, there are advertisements online for it, and I figured this would be really helpful to put on my CV. I worked as a series production intern in the QEC, which is the Quality and Engineering Center where we ensure the quality of all parts that are produced there. I really enjoyed that the internship was so hands-on. I didn't always have to sit at my desk since there were always things to do outside of the office. It was definitely new for me to have to concentrate for a whole working day, which is way different than being at school, but it was okay. The most exciting part was getting to drive cars on the track, which is not an opportunity I would have expected as an intern. The company also had a really friendly and relaxed atmosphere. People were really open and fun to be with, and it seemed like they encouraged a good work-life balance. I really liked that the company gave me responsibility straight from day one, and that I just got thrown into the role and was integrated so quickly into the engineering team. I'm definitely going to miss some of my coworkers. They were really friendly and went out of their way to make me feel welcome, eating lunch with me and even inviting me to a barbecue on the weekend.
Speaker 4.
My name's Mario. I worked at a building company that also has different sites in Dubai and the United States, which might be helpful for career choices after I finish school. I've known for a while that I want to work abroad and that this internship could make that possible. I've met quite a few people who started out as interns and are now working for the company full-time after having graduated. There's definitely a huge difference between working in a classroom environment and working on a building site. The work is super hands-on. But working at the site actually gave me a better understanding of what I learned in school. The work there is much more physically exhausting than working in a classroom. The day started at 6:30 in the morning, and the first days I was so tired when I came home that I would immediately fall asleep. Our duties at the site were building walls, working on top of scaffolding, and cleaning up the building site at the end of every day, which was frustrating, but I had to do it. I really liked being able to see the result of all the hard work right in front of me, though. Other parts of the internship were wearing safety clothes on site, which was uncomfortable, but necessary. And taking part in meetings with the architect and the foreman, which was really interesting. Lastly, I had to write reports and document all of the work I did at the building site.